I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, people who love boats get an unusual chance this weekend to talk to the people who actually craft the boats at the 12th annual Boat Builders Show in Hyannis.
This is a smaller local event, and that chance to speak with the builders themselves is really the big draw to the show. And that runs from 2 to 7 p.m. on Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, and then 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday, all at the Resort and Conference Center at Hyannis. The show is put on by the Cape Cod Marine Trades Association, and that's 100 marine-related businesses. They're all working together to try to grow boating on Cape Cod and the islands. So about 24 individual builders from the Cape and beyond are going to be exhibiting boats. The boats will be made from various materials, and there'll also be some people lecturing there about boats and boat building. A show ticket also gets you a free visit to the Cape Cod Maritime Museum if you want to go. This weekend they're open, or sometime later in the spring.
With the start of February this week, it's Black History Month, and on Saturday, the Zion Union Heritage Museum in Hyannis will kick off a month of events to celebrate that.
That museum's going to be open for an open house from 2 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, and at 2:30, they're going to host a screening of a 2015 documentary that was recently updated. It was locally made. It's called Journeys in the Light, Untold Stories of Cape Cod, and it focuses on what they describe as 400 years of little-known history of people of color in this region. And that movie was made featuring some of the art, artifacts, and archival material from the Zion Museum. Then next Monday, on February 5th, that same movie is going to be shown at 1:30 p.m. at the Barnstable Senior Center, which is also in Hyannis.
Most people probably think of Handel's Messiah and its Hallelujah Chorus as a staple of Christmas, but the Chatham Chorale will show on Sunday that there's a lot more to that piece of music.
Well, a lot of choruses will do a Messiah sing, and it is usually for that well-known section that's sung at Christmas. But the Chatham Chorale, its Messiah Sing, is going to be at 3 o'clock on Sunday at the Church of the Holy Spirit in Orleans, and it's going to focus on parts 2 and part 3 of that famous oratorio. Music scores are going to be available to borrow, or participants can bring their own if you have one at home. And people who attend can join in the singing, or they can just sit back and listen. And proceeds from that concert are going to benefit the Lower Cape Outreach Council.
Now, one of the biggest local events this weekend, you can't actually get tickets to anymore, but you can sit at home or gather at someone else's home so that you can still watch and vote and be a part of the Dancing with the Docks fundraiser. Tell us about this.
Well, on Saturday night, it is the second annual Dancing with the Docks, and it's like TV's Dancing with the Stars, but they have 8 Cape Cod doctors who have paired with area dancers. They've been rehearsing for months, and they're going to be performing on Saturday night. And they're going to try to be winning the Medicine Ball Trophy. This is all a benefit for Cape Wellness Collaborative, which offers free services that address pain and stress for cancer patients that aren't usually covered by insurance. Last year, the first Dancing with the Docks was hugely successful. They raised more than $125,000 for Cape Wellness. And this year's event is at Ocean Edge in Brewster, and it sold out really quickly. But for $25, so your own kind of ticket, you can live stream the competition from anywhere you want. So you can watch the dancing, see what's happening at the event, and then for another small fee, you can vote for your favorite dancing couple. And the place to sign up for the live streaming is at www.dwtdcapecod.com.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.